fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Badger State Resistance Podcast. My name is Dan, and I'm happy to be with you. Now, yesterday I did the Butthurt, BSR Butthurt podcast, and you know what? Hey, it is what it is, all right? I am honest enough to say that it didn't go the way I would have liked, all right? So today, I got my black eye, I'm limping, I really got the living crap beat out of me, all right, by my fellow Wisconsinites. But hey, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. So today I want to talk about those winners, okay? And the party's call for unity. And all the talking heads, yo, we got to unite. We got to unite and beat Evers. Okay. I mean, I get it. But let's talk about it. First, Harbortown Crafts, folks. I mean, they helped out a bunch of campaigns, did a lot of work. And their work is not done, as they will continue to work with a lot of folks. They work with everybody. I don't care if you just need one piece or 10,000 pieces. If you need something personalized, and I don't care what it is, these are the people to contact. And you can contact Harbortown Crafts on Facebook through Messenger, or you can email them at harbortowncrafts1231@gmail.com. Great folks. Patriots. 100%. All right. So the party wants unity. The candidates, want unity. All right. So they're calling for unity. They're saying, you know what? And I'm going to break it down. I'm going to say, you have establishment and you have patriots. All right. I mean, it is what it is. All right. Me personally, I didn't advocate for anybody to vote for anybody that was in office. Why? Because, they're establishment. I mean, they didn't do much for our state, in my opinion. Now, granted, you'll say, well, no, Dan, you should have saw the bills that they wrote. Didn't go anywhere. He knew it. I'm talking about Robin Voss. It didn't go anywhere. And he knew it. He's just playing to us. All right? Playing to us. When his base was saying one thing, he was doing something else. So, and then I didn't advocate for anybody to support anybody who supported him in the assembly. Or the Senate. Our state Senate, for that. Yeah. Might as well mention them all. All right? There are very few. And I'm talking two or three that stood up and said, hey, our constituents are asking for this. We need to do it. And I know a lot of them told him behind closed doors. And he says, don't worry, I'll still get you reelected. And you know what? Voss came through. He got every one of those folks elected. Yeah, simple as that. So, the establishment is those who are already in office and now will most likely stay in office, or, are going to the general and are up against some Democrat, some liberal dog, And I don't want not one liberal dog to win. But there was a movement. It's called the Patriot Movement. And it came in many forms. All right? It did. I mean, Eric Toney, the Patriot Movement, we liked him. Most of us, well, I shouldn't say most of us because Toney won, but many of us, preferred Karen Mueller. Okay? Adam dudes and dudettes, they're going to go ahead and just vote party line because he's the establishment, all right? So they're just going to vote. But there was 152,000 patriots that came out to the primary. And just to say, hey, give me your vote, Tony can ask for it. And you know what? Most of those patriots will say, you know what? Yeah, I can give it to you. Okay? I don't think there'll be many Karen Mueller voters who are going to say, no, I'm not going to vote for Eric Toney. So, Eric, you can ask for it. And, my friend, I believe that you'll get it without having to ask too much. But then you go to the governor's race. You know? Now, you have patriots that voted for Michaels. Patriots that voted for Rebecca. You know? And then you have those that, doesn't matter what Trump says, they'll vote for whoever Trump says. You know? And not second guess it or anything. And then you have those, same with Rebecca. You know what? It's her turn in line, and, you know, she deserves it, and one thing or another, and whatever. You know? And, you know, they're the ones that are going to say, well, I don't know about Michaels. You're going to have a percentage of them. They're going to say, yeah, no problem. I'll just, you know, move from Rebecca, which I consider personally establishment, you know, just because I wanted new blood in our state representing Wisconsinites, just the way I am, you know, just the way I am. So a percentage of Rebecca's voters are not too keen on Michaels. We can definitely say that Rantham voters aren't. I mean, Nicholson even got 24, almost 25,000 votes, so they weren't keen on anybody, to be honest, because even Nicholson wasn't in the race. And then you even have Fisher voters. So, I mean, between that, you maybe have 200, 220,000 voters in this primary that Michaels is just going to say, hey, all right, I won. Your votes are mine now. Well, wait, Michaels. I mean, I get the all unity and everything like that, but there was a movement that you weren't part of. Okay, you weren't. You weren't, man. You weren't even around. Now, granted, so Trump said, hey, run, and you ran, and you spent $12 million. I don't know what the hell you spent. And there you are. But I don't know much about you. I really don't. I mean, you know, if I listened to commercials all day, I mean, I'd be in the store buying all kinds of crap. All right? I don't listen to them because, you know, they're prepared. I want to know about you. I don't want you to just say, hey, vote for me because I'm the nominee, I'm the guy going up against Evers. All right? Tell me why I should vote for you. Tell me why, as one of the patriots, I should just say, you know what? Yeah, I'll give you the vote. Just saying that we want to beat Evers isn't good enough. All right? I mean, me personally, I like a guy who knows what DACA stands for. All right? At least that. I mean, my 13-year-old grandson knows what the hell DACA stands for. I don't understand why you wouldn't. All right? I know you're a big businessman and stuff like that, but don't just ask me or assume, let's put it that way, that you should get my vote. I want you to earn it. I don't want you just to expect it. All right? And that's quite a few votes just in the primary. Of course, the general, there's going to be a lot more folks voting. And you'll be able to get them just with the Trump endorsement. But then, you know, there's a lot of people just, you know, hey, they got that black guy that I got. All right? Spent the last 24 hours butthurt. All right? So, I mean, I don't just want you to just expect it. I want you to earn it. All right? I want you to earn it. Let's go to the lieutenant governor's race. You know? I am not a Roth fan. I'm sure he's a great guy. You know, I'm sure he is. But I had one run-in with him. He won't remember, but that doesn't matter. You know? And, I mean, even though the senior lady, and I mean, see, I'm senior. She was more senior than me. You know, told him to shut up, you know, and talk about politics. You know? It just sounded like a, I don't know, and this is nothing against used car salesmen, but that's what he was doing. And, you know, and he won with 178,800 votes or so. So he can pretty much count on the Teston voters. That's another 109,000. But then you had Patriots. You had Warner. You had Wickman. You had Martin. Well, I don't know about Martin because I don't know Martin. So let me just go back to those, you know. Well, you know, I'll include them. Martin, Eudes, Varnum, and King. All right? So, Roth, you won with 178,000 votes. And Teston, those probably just jump on your bandwagon because, you know, people like establishment, you know.
Oh, he's got experience.
Well, he didn't do a damn thing. What'd they do to open up our state? What'd they do to stop the mask mandates? What'd they do to stop people from losing their jobs because of the vaccine? But okay, you know what? So between the two of them, they got what? 180,000, 190,000 votes, you know, for the establishment. But there was 324,000 that didn't vote for establishment. I mean, we wanted something else, something different. So for Roth just to say, hey, you know, I mean, and it's not like you're going to say, hey, I really don't want your 124,000. I'll just go with whatever hits, you know, comes my way in the general. All right. Most primary voters are more motivated than just general election voters, you know, because these people have decided to vote twice. All right. So, I mean, it's a good little bunch of voter folks. So to just expect their vote because you're the winner. Yeah, that's 324,000 votes. You know, Amy won the Secretary of State. She won it with 264,000 votes. But 367,000 voted against her. All right. So when these numbers, and in Voss, I mean, that was a close race. He only won by 260 votes. That's it. 260 votes. I mean, I don't know. Did that, you know, van driving around pick up those 260 votes? I don't know. I don't know. Point is, this guy's the Speaker of the House. Speaker of the Assembly. What? He should have blown this away. He should have been the most popular candidate. I mean, not by 260 votes. He should have beat Adam Steen. All right? By a hell of a lot more than that. By a hell of a lot more. I mean, you're supposed to be that hot shot, you know, self-proclaimed shadow governor to Evers, you know. But I saw you wrapped up in saran wrap and biggest face shield I've ever seen. All right? Didn't do squat to keep people from getting fired because of the vaccine. And didn't do squat when it came to masking. Came from other folks, not you. All right. So to all these candidates, you know, you're going up against the liberal machine. They got money because, boy, they just find the money. So every vote is going to count. And just asking for the vote, I don't know. You know, this is America. You want something? What you got in exchange? What are you going to give me? All right? Now, might sound selfish, you say. Well, no. You know what? Go to McDonald's, ask for a Big Mac, and they give it to me, and they expect in exchange to be paid. Now, I'm not asking them to pay me cash. But there was a reason that people didn't vote for these primary winners. Okay, and there was a lot of them. There was a lot of them. In every case, there was more people voting against the primary winner than voted for the primary winner. That's a lot of votes. And just to ask for it, just because all you can do is say, hey, give me your vote and I'll beat Evers. All right. So let's say you do. Let's say every one of you candidates beat that Democrat. Okay. What are you going to do for us? And I mean, for real. I'm going to do this. And you know what? What are you going to do in your first 100 days? All right. What are you going to do in your first 100 days? Where's that pledge to me? I want it in writing. I want you to say, I'm going to do this. That way, if you don't do it, I'm going to say, hey, what up? Why haven't you done it? You asked for my vote. You gave me your 100-day pledge of what you're going to do in the first 100 days. And you didn't do it. So I would like to know what I get out of voting for you other than it's not Evers. Because if you're not going to do anything, all right, then, you know, yeah, Evers might screw things up a little bit more. But if you're going to do nothing, if the Democrats are going to just screw it up a little bit more, a little bit at a time, all right? Yeah. So just for that reason, I want more. I want a commitment from each and every one of you. I want a 100-day commitment of what you are going to do. I want you to earn my vote. Because you had more people voted against you than voted for you, and you still won. So in reality, folks, that's my thinking. Now, you may not agree with me. You might just say, you know what, Dan, that's just not the way it works. You know, they win the primary, and we automatically have to vote for them. Because, well, no, that's not me. All right? I want something in exchange. Maybe I'm just old and ornery. I don't know. Could be just that. Learn not to give away a damn thing in my old age. I mean, I'll help the stray dog, stray kitten, help out with an orphanage, you know. I mean, I'll help out that way. But we're talking politicians. These are people who are supposed to represent us. All right? You know, the Biden administration, with this new whatever act that wants to put in 87,000 new IRS people, agents. I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to have one agent for, I don't know, every 2,000 people in the U.S.? Oh, no, they're only going to go after the rich. All right. Let's say they do. Let's say they go after the rich. What are they going to do when they're done going after the rich? Going to lay everybody off? Say, okay, we went after the rich. You're all laid off. No, they say, you know what? Go after the not so rich. And then the not so rich. And then the even lesser richer. They're going to keep going. And then you have to remember, rich folks, they've got lawyers and more lawyers and more lawyers. So it's a lot easier to go after you, me, than it is after some rich folks. So, and they need to come up with a lot of money. Because, you know, this act is just to, you know, reduce prescription cost. And, of course, climate change. So they need a lot of money. So they're not just going after the rich. You know, they're not. They're not. And if you don't think your taxes are going to go up, they're going to go up. And one way or another, they're going to go up. So for me to ask politicians, all right, you want my vote, okay? Does it mean that much to you? Yes, Dan, it means the world to me. All right, well, what are you going to give me? What are you going to give me in policy? All right? Well, Dan, we're going to do the same thing we've always done. We're going to promise and not deliver. Well, you know, we've gotten that. You know, some folks are okay with that. Some folks just love to be lied to. And while they're lying to you, as long as they can make you feel good, you'll give them their vote. Not me. I'm just a skeptical old man. You know what? I want a deadline. What are you going to do in the first 100 days? And when you tell me what you're going to do in the first 100 days, I'm going to hold you to it. And unless we get hit by some asteroid and, you know, and then dinosaurs start coming out of the ground, I mean, you don't have any excuses. I want it done. You know, I want it done. Unless I see monkeypox turn people into monkeys and they're hanging out of the trees in Wisconsin. You know, I mean, if that happens, then we just need to have an open season on monkeypox in the trees. I don't want any excuses. I don't want any more lying. All right? I don't want any more deflecting. We tried, but we couldn't, you know. Oh, we just couldn't. You know, we got to blame somebody else because we just couldn't do it. I don't want that no more. And that's why each and every one of you didn't get the majority of all the votes casted. You just got the most per candidate. The majority of the folks didn't vote for you in your particular races. All right? They didn't. So with that said, what are you going to do for us? I don't know. You know, what can Voss promise? Well, he doesn't have to promise the whole state. All he has to do is promise his district. And apparently he's pretty good at promising and they're pretty good at buying it. All right. Problem is, and I'm sure his district could care less about the rest of the, you know, 98 districts. All right. He doesn't let our representatives represent us the way we want to be represented. But then again, that's not true either. Because we didn't fire anybody. We didn't send anybody to the unemployment line. Like I said, yesterday I was butt hurt. Today I just got a black eye and I'm limping. Tomorrow, I don't know, we'll maybe do better. But I'm not giving away my vote for nothing in return. And I hope most voters feel that way. We need to hold these people accountable. Because we've seen how the left has just gone nuts. And if we don't start holding our side accountable, then they will eventually go nuts as well. And they have. But they always have the Democrats to blame. I don't want to play the blame game anymore. You know what? If you win, if I give you the vote and you win, what are you going to do? With no excuses. Give me a list. Give me a list. Tell me. Folks, this is a short podcast, 1848bsrdan@gmail.com. Continue to send me the funny stuff, the insults. I got a lot of those. Oh, God, I love it. I love the creativity. You know, some people feel that they can hurt my feelings. And, I just tell you right now, unless you are my mother or my wife, it ain't going to happen. I actually get a kick out of it. I don't know. Maybe that's just weird. But
I enjoy the creative writing. All right. Now, lately, I have been getting more hate mail than love mail.
And that's fine. That's fine. But, hey,
you know, somebody's got to get the hate mail. I should become a psychiatrist because I do end up staying in touch with many of these folks. And before you know it, we're loving each other. I should be a politician. I really should. If I wasn't so old and ornery and messed up physically, I'd probably run. I'd probably run. But, hey, you know what? In another lifetime. Right now, I'd just rather give you all hell, those politicians and you haters. So, talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.